was flipping around.
Says it's a Spanish brand. Oh, wonder if anybody's going to be on there today, Barry.
Kind of a gloomy day, doesn't it?
It is. So, Jeanette texted yesterday, and she's going to be making new chips for the recovery group.
Oh, yeah?
So, she said, I think you have some. And I said, okay, I know we have some in the van, but this is actually for the car show. But she's making some new ones to pass out for our recovery. Hey, Annette, we were just talking with you.
Yeah.
And yes, it's 12:30. She and Rich are down.
Yeah, she didn't say what part of the world she's in, though.
Down there in Brazil. They're going to be in Rio.
Wow.
On New Year's.
Wow.
Having a blast. We are over not nearly as fun as you guys are having.
Yeah.
Our backdrop, it's not the ocean. Our backdrop is Schnucks and Harvester Square. Not nearly as exciting. And it's funny because Lynn Slope Connection says, Annette and Richard, is this stream okay? Where you guys, can you hear it all right and everything? Because it says slow connection here, but it always says that. Hey, Mel, what's up, buddy? Can you guys hear us all right? Is everything cool as far as the audio and the visual? She said, yes. Okay, good.
Good deal.
And if it's good back there, down there, where the Beltzels are, it's got to be good here.
The technology's right? Amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing. Maybe that's what Jesus meant. You'll do greater things than this because, good, good. So, good. That's good. Good. Hey, what's up, Danny?
That
Martin?
Came
good.
Up.
How are you, brother?
And
hope
up.
You're here. Danny's on. What? I don't know if Diane's with them. Martin's on. I'm not sure if Jeanette was with them, but we were just talking about the chips that you guys are making for recovery group. Martin says, hood afternoon.
Hood.
We're not into hood today, but
yeah. Hope
you're feeling better, Mr. Martin. And I couldn't remember, Jeanette's on there. Okay, we were just talking. Hey, Debbie and Suzanne, I'm assuming that they're on there. I couldn't remember, Martin, because you and I had talked about a brown bag topic or a come on topic. I couldn't remember. So we're going to go a different route. But hope you're feeling better. Miss seeing the boys in the morning. We got so many people that are out sick and so forth. But I'm going to talk a little bit about my in-laws today. And we traveled 500. Good Lord. Hey, Amy. Howdy. 5,200 miles. So my in-laws, Lynn's parents, were from the other side of the tracks. They liked a little bit different things than my mom and dad. You know, my mom and dad liked things like gardening, overalls, drinking bush beer. They liked things like that. Lynn's parents liked things like wine and fancy art and opera and uni and stuff like that, you know, and it was just a convergence of worlds. When my world collided with Lynn's world, it was just kind of a collision. But so it was an education for me and learning about the finer things in life, and it was an education for Lynn learning about how the other half lives. And it was actually a marriage made in heaven because we could appreciate both different worlds. But towards the end of their lives, John and BB were Lynn's parents' names, and they would have us come through and look at the different things that would be left behind when they went on to be with Jesus.
Right.
And we would say, we'll take this, and you know, we'll take that. And it wasn't weird. It was just probably the right way to do things. It stopped a lot of complications after they did pass, because we're able to, hey, you know, we signed that. But there was something that, a few things that weren't part of it. One of the things was this thing called Yadro, or Yardro, and I didn't know much about it. It's spelled L-L-A-D-R-O, and it's a Spanish company made in the 50s. Founded in the 50s, and they would make these porcelain figurines and so forth. And I didn't think much of them. They used to have things like that all over the house. I didn't think much of them. But when they passed, we went over to get a few things, and we saw these couple pieces of the Yadro. I'm not really sure how to pronounce it. But one of them was Moses holding up the Ten Commandments. And so I threw it in the grocery bag. And there was another one. It was like a man with a top hat off and a woman sitting on a bench in a park. And she was reading a book. And I took that, threw it in the bag, and brought it home. And I think it stayed in the back of my car, Barry, for a day or two until I remembered. Yeah, I remember going, oh, man, I got to get those things out. It's Yadro or Ladro. I don't know what I pronounced it. And I brought them inside and I Googled it, Barry. And I brought up how valuable they were. And I was like, oh, man. Oh,
around.
Wow.
Out of paper.
Stop.
Bag.
And Lynn's going, what are you doing? I go, the Yadro apparently is worth some money. This is not priceless, but for us, it was a very expensive piece. And, of course, what we did it proper. We took it and put it in the proper case to take care of it, to make sure that we appreciated the fact that this is very valuable. Now, I think about me coming to Jesus in 1993, May 1st, 1993. I came to Christ, was born again. I was saved from my sin when I gave my life, and I trusted Christ. And if I think about in a spiritual sense, I carried that around, Barry, in a brown paper sack, not really appreciating and understanding what the Lord had done to me or for me. I understood, of course, that because of him and because of his death, burial, and eventual resurrection, that I would be in heaven with him forever. But I really didn't appreciate the gift of the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of just Christ in my life, just the presence of God in my life. I just didn't appreciate it. And I think the older that I get, the more mature I get in Christ, I'm beginning to understand this incredible, precious gift. First and foremost, we're going to heaven. That's settled. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. But, you know, Christ said, and his prayer was that heaven would be, their will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're to bring the kingdom of God and exhibit that here, eventually knowing we're going to end up in heaven, which it'll be a restored earth and get into all that deep weeds. But the point being that for those that have given your hearts to Christ, for those that have trusted him and his accomplished work on the cross, we are his ambassadors here. We're to bring the kingdom living here and now, and we're supposed to be progressing as we go. And the more that you progress, it's called sanctification, the more as you're being sanctified and you're more that you're being conformed to the image of Christ, I think God brings this incredible awareness of the gift that is residing in you. And sometimes it's so easy to focus on our flaws that we see that, man, the what would be the disparity between who we are and who we really are. It's like, how can this possibly be this conflict that the me that I want to be, I'm having a tough time becoming the me that I want to be because I'm so painfully aware of my shortcomings.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
But watch what Paul says about this. And I love this scripture. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I'm going to pick it up at 7. I encourage you guys in your off time to read this all. But Paul's speaking of this Christ, and remember, in those days, we didn't have cardboard boxes. You know, I buried the cardboard around my house from Amazon, and it stacks up to the ceilings, right? It's a common thing. But in the Bible times, these clay jars were as common as cardboard back then. Yeah, you're right, Mel. He never will restop refining. It's us that walks off the potter's wheel. He never stops. Right. He's always working on us, so we always have to continually grasp for higher ground. But listen to what Paul says in verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Yeah. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. And I think that there's a great story about crackpots. We are crackpots for the Lord. And our flaws and our weaknesses and our cracks and our character, hopefully they're looking beyond our flaws and looking into us to see the glory of the Lord. And I think sometimes we do the Lord a disservice in not admitting our flaws. Because there's no perfect person. But we have a perfect person residing in our spirit. And that's how the light gets in, yes, and that. And that's also how the light gets out.
Yep.
It's both. So I think about these as we grow in the knowledge and grace of Jesus Christ, and we're growing and we're being sanctified, one day, Barry, we'll be glorified when Christ comes back and get us. Yeah. And the church, the body of Christ, our little community of faith, my personal life, we are under such incredible pressure. And I think about Paul when he says that we are hard pressed on every side. Right now, I'm in a situation in my life, and I know that I'm not the only one. There are probably people, I now know people that are watching right now, that are hard pressed on every side. We're in despair. We're persecuted. We're not abandoned. We're struck down. We're not destroyed. And the funny thing is, the more that we walk in the Lord, the more that we're aware of His presence, the more that we become aware of this treasure that's in us, it allows us to move forward in faith and strength, right? Because when we are weak, then He is strong in us. Yeah. And I'm thinking, I don't know how people do it today, and I guarantee I could not do what we are doing, me personally, right now, without Christ, I would be crushed. I would be struck down. But through Christ, we can do all things, right? We get that. But I think it's okay to feel like you're weak, because you are, because then you become strong. It's okay to let people into your life. And I not everybody. Right. I don't think you hang all of your laundry on the list for everybody to see, but get yourself a few people that you can be honest with. Yeah. And I do think when people look at your life, they go, man, that dude's 1,000 miles from perfect. You're right. You're right. I am 1,000 miles from perfect. But last year, I was 10,000 miles away from perfect, right? I hope next year, I'm only about 500. And I hope when I finally die, I'm about 250 miles away from perfect. The point being that we're progressing, that we're getting closer, that we're walking with the Lord, that He's shining bright in us through all of our cracks and all of our stuff and so forth. I hope that makes sense to you guys.
You know, it reminds me of the Christmas gift that you get. When you accept Christ, you're giving this tremendous gift.
Yeah.
But it just sits under the tree. You never open it or explore it and what it has to offer, you know, and that's part of the sanctification time, is when we're studying and reading and sharing and going to church and trying to learn to grow better. He starts to unveil things to us and on how to continue on in this world, because it's hard in this world. We say it all the time, because it is. And that's perfect scripture, because sometimes do feel crushed, you know, and perplexed. I like that one, perplexed, because it's been an odd week, you know, with in between the holidays and everything. It's just been a little odd. You can kind of sense it or whatever. But anyway, we're on the potter's wheel, and the thing is to stay on the potter's wheel. You know, we fall off sometimes, but get back up. If you're away, get back up. Let him mold you. Let him chip away the hard edges and things like that. You got to let him in. When you let him in, the gift begins to grow, and it's really amazing. And we say it all the time. It is amazing grace, because it really is. The things that He does for us all the time. He's our provider, our comforter, our healer. He's everything.
Yeah, dude.
He's everything, and all we have to do is stay focused on Him and not worry about our circumstances. I know we get focused on our issues and our problems and our all the things that we're not, that we should be, and it gets us off course. But if we keep our eye on Him and walk with Him, that's the thing. Walk with Him, not just know Him or know of Him. You got to walk with Him.
Yeah, dude.
And He'll bring you through all these things, and it's not going to be easy. Obviously, nowhere in the Bible it says it's going to be easy, because it's not. In fact, it's going to be harder, because we're going the opposite direction the world's going. So it's going to be hard.
And you know, it's interesting too, Barry, because there's a couple good comments here. Mel said, it's hard for you to see your own progress, but others around you do.
Well, that's good.
You know, and Annette says, accountability is another key.
That's right.
And I love these dialogues. Just be real. Sheila says, it's a testimony to God's work in us. And I think, you're right, Mel, they're always watching. And I think too, if you're not surrounded, crack or shattered, He'll always pick us and put us right back on that wheel. You're right. You're right there, Martin. And we're, quite frankly, I'm feeling pretty shattered right now. But I think, Barry, I think if you're not in a community of faith that will share and be honest with you, hey, man, this is wrong in your life, or, you know, or also celebrate the good stuff with you. Like Mel said, I see, because sometimes you can't see it in yourself, because you want to please the Lord. So anything you really want to do to please the Lord,
that's
really what we want to do. Not to say we do it all the time, but that's what we want. Right. You need to be in a community of faith where they celebrate your victories, but they also challenge you and push you to say, hey,
Stay
suck
fight,
it up,
man.
Buttercup. Yeah. I mean, and I do like being a church that's real, that's tough, that challenges us to attain higher ground for the Lord, and also are doing our best to usher in the kingdom here. Because right. Jesus, the kingdom, was instituted 20 some years ago,
right.
The kingdom of God, right? So, anyway, I hope we encourage you guys.
Yeah,
and as we like to say at the end of it, that's a wrap, because that Deborah made us some great wraps.
Yeah, it's right? Lunchtime for us.
It's lunchtime for us. So we love you guys. Don't be afraid to let people see your flaws, right?
That's right.
Because hopefully they'll peer beyond your flaws and they'll see the Holy God that resides in you.
That's it.
Who actually is really crazy about
that. Share Jesus with somebody.
So Annette and Richard, have a blast. Keep the updates coming. We love all of you guys. Mel says later. And we'll see you soon.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
Have a good weekend.